In our previous year, we began a discussion of the words of our Gemara in Davava Mebeis, in Masechta Bechairis, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, Rabbi Akiva teaches us, L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. And as the Rishonim already teach us, Rabbeinu Chananu, the Rambam, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Asay Reish Tes, the Chinuch, Mitzvah, Reish Nun Zayin, there's a mitzvah to have fear for them, to give them kedima, to give them first rights and everything. And in fact, as the chinuch adds, if somebody violates this bitl asay, he's a mevatel mitzvah asay for onshe godel. He's going to suffer a serious punishment. It's an important foundation of our religion. And the source for this mitzvah, some say it's from the Pasuk, Vodarta Pnei Zokin, and Chazal Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis teach us that Zokin means Zeh Shekana Chochma, Talmid Chachamim. And others learn it from our Gemara, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, Es l'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. The Chari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina in Shar Gimel Ois Kuf Mem Zayin explains the basis for this mitzvah. He says, Ki b'sa'adar ha'chachamim u'b'sitam el yoinim, by respecting Talmidei Chachamim and treating them as great people, devrayim nishmoim, it will cause that people will pay attention to what they say. V'yulav aleim am kula, everybody will become attached to them. When people see the respect that the Talmidei Chacham received, it will cause that people will grow in their knowledge of Torah. And people who are not that strong at this point, they will wake up by realizing the Kavod HaTorah. It'll cause them to want to learn Torah, and they'll learn Torah l'shem yis'alo love the beloved shalom l'shem shemayim. But then he continues, v'yesh oy tam nichbar oy la'al kulam. There's another important reason. Ki adav yidu ki medarchi kiddush Hashem yisbarach. One of the ways of doing a kiddush Hashem is la'idia b'chol in yonayv, is to show in all of our actions a person showed that what's the most important thing in his life? Avodas Hashem. That's what we are all about. And people who don't show that respect, mevatel that knowledge. And they show just the opposite in their behavior. As if they're announcing, Avoid Hashem is not what's important in our life. Everything we're supposed to do is just for Olam Hazeh. These are people that are destroying the Torah. Those people should have no place in our midst. Because we need to know that avodas Hashem cannot exist. Bilti al yidei loim da Torah shi'ar gabay yom v'layla. Only through those who learn Torah. Kehem yoridei v'yoidei bina le'itim. They are the people that know how we're supposed to behave. L'das mayas Yisrael. V'hem yamidu b'Yisrael v'ilta tishkach v'pizarom. They are the ones that make sure that Klal Yisrael will continue for eternity. Those who worship Hashem should respect and honor the Chachmei HaTorah L'Adiyah Kavidos Levadu Ikar Nimtza. That's the way you show what's important in life. And as he continues, V'mechabed Talmid Chacham V'Oyva Maleim Oymer Ki Mechabed Achabdeit. Those who show Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show Talmid Chachamim, as if they're showing Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and they will therefore be worthy of kavod. Uvoizai, and on the contrary, those who don't respect yikalu. And as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis says, Amar Rava, the Rochem Rabbanim, somebody who loves and shows love to Talmidei Chachamim, Havlei Benin Rabbanim, he will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. The Moikar Rabbanim, somebody who respects Talmidei Chachamim, Havlei Chasnasa Rabbanim, will have son-in-laws Talmidei Chachamim. The Dochom Rabbanim, those that fear Talmidei Chachamim, who gufei havitzur rabbanon, he will become a Talmud Chacham. V'ilav bar hachihu, and if he isn't, in fact, a Talmud Chacham, at least mishtama mili, he will be zoicha to mishtama mili k'tzum rabbanon, what he says will be listened to. The Pelayoyit says that somebody who is careful and covered for Talmud Chachamim will be zoicha to Yerushalayim. And as the Paiskim go on to explain, besides the obligation to show kavod Talmid Chachamim, one is obligated to love Talmid Chachamim. Because the pasuk that we say every day says, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And the Gemara and the Medrash says, Es, just like in our Gemara we say, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbos Talmid Chachamim. So too, Es over there means L'Rabbos Talmid Chachamim. So just like there's a mitzvah to love Hashem, and we're extending it to love, to fear Hashem, and we're extending it to fear Talmid Chachamim. So too, there's a mitzvah to love Hashem, and it should be extended to love Talmid Chachamim. And even though, obviously, says the Maril, there's an obligation to love every Jew, there's a greater obligation to love Talmid Chachamim. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, teaches us. Mitzvah Saseh, Lidovik V'Chachamim V'Talmideim. There's a mitzvah Saseh to come close to Talmidei Chachamim. Kidei Lumim V'Maseim, in order to learn from their actions. Shenema Avoy Sidbak. V'chi Efshe La'odam Lidovik V'Shechina. The Pasuk is talking about the Shechina. How can one connect himself to the Shechina? El Kach Amru Chachamim, Chadik V'Chachamim V'Talmideim. Connect yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. Lefikach Tzarech Adam, continues the Ramlish Dadal, Shiyisa Bas Talmud Chachem, that he should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chachem, V'yaseh Bita of Talmud Chachem, he should take a son of a Talmud Chachem, Lecha V'lishtois in Talmidei Chachamim, to socialize with Talmidei Chachamim, Lassus Pramachimachil of Talmidei Chachamim, to do business with Talmidei Chachamim, L'schabir Lehem B'kominei Chibir, to connect yourself as much as possible to them. Shenemelo Dovkaboy, the Kain Tzivach Chachamonim, and so did Chazal teach us to have a Misabik Bafara Gleim, Vishoysa Betzomis Devrayim. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Beis, Amin Aluf says, Hamahanel Talmid Chacham in the Chosov, somebody who supports a Talmid Chacham from his assets, Roy Simon Brocha, he will be Matzliach. As the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, Tam Teif Kekev L'Talmid Chacham Bracha. As soon as one connects himself to Talmid Chacham, he zoicha to Bracha. Shnema V'Yivachini Hashem B'Glolecha. And therefore, it's such an important mitzvah to say. And as the Poskim point out, that even though in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch, we find that the Shulchan Aruch says that there isn't someone in the Madrega of Talmud Chacham Bezman Hazeh. However, because the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yidal Amud Aleph teaches us, Ezu Talmud Chacham, who's a Talmud Chacham? Kol Sheshoyalin Oysoi, Halacha B'Kamokan, a person that could be asked the question in any area of halacha, v'amra, and he can respond. And as Rashi explains, that means he knows all of Shas in a way that he could have total recall on all of Shas. Even if he's not learning that Masechta right now, still, the Paiskim say that What is the halacha of a Talmid Chacham, therefore, b'zman hazeh? There are poskim, the opinion of the Shal Tshuvas Maril, Shal Tshuvas Maril Val, the Aguda, that say b'zman hazeh, Shabbat v'nesena rabbim, nesmatu halavavos, people aren't on that madreg, v'haber rabbon on the field of tzur seshmat lo yadi, v'en b'yodam lo lechem lo silgam, they don't have anything based on Rokim Akol Tov, and they try to be considered as Tamid Chachamim. Those people are not really Tamid Chachamim, and therefore the halachas that we're learning in our Gemara don't apply to them. However, there are many Paiskim, the Tshuvas Marik, the Shas Tshuvas Marie Bruno, the Shas Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, the Shas Tshuvas Marit, that are all of the opinion that the halacha of Talmid Chachamim apply b'zman hazeh as well. As Chazal teach us, al ha-shoifet ha-shiyyeh b'yom ma-heim, ein lecha el ha-shoifet sh'b'yomecha. The Torah only expects us to deal with what we have. And if these are the rabbonim that we have b'zman hazeh, that's whom we have to respect. And if someone, therefore, is considered a Talmid Chacham in our circles, even though he doesn't know all of Shas, he is considered a Talmud Chacham. As the Gemara says, Yiftach b'dayroi k'shmul b'dayroi. Every door we go according to the Talmid Chachamim of that door. The Paiskim say that it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion, because in Siman, in Yoredeus Siman Reish Mem Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halachas of Hilchas Kavod Talmud Chacham, and the Shulchan Aruch was written b'zman hazeh. So we see that even b'zman hazeh, the halacha of Talmud Chacham do apply. In the Ramah, it's not as clear what is the Ramah opinion. In certain places, where we see that the Ramah does say there's a din of Talmud Chacham, in certain places that there is no din of Talmud Chacham. So I saw that the Brikei Yosef, the Maram Shik, want to take the following approach. If by showing respect to Talmud Chacham, we will be violating another halacha, so we can't be sure if there is a din of Talmud Chacham as man hazeh. But if nothing is lost by showing a respect to the Talmid Chacham, on the contrary, as the Paiskim say, in our door, which is a door Yosam, where Nismat Kavod HaTorah V'lom Deah, the Kavod HaTorah is not that great, certainly we have an obligation to show Kavod Talmid Chacham. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Gimel Sif Gimel teaches us, a Talmud Chacham hamazalzel b'mitzvahs, a Talmud Chacham that doesn't show the proper respect for mitzvahs, v'ein ba Yerushmayim harei kakal shebetzibur. A Talmud Chacham who doesn't himself show a good example, even if he sits and learns, says the Levush. But if he doesn't act the way a Talmud Chacham is supposed to act, and one of the examples the Paiskim gives us, he doesn't show derech eretz to other Talmid Chacham, or he doesn't act, he causes a chil Hashem in his behavior, such a person is not a person we have to show respect. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Vav continues. He says, Avin Godel hu levaz Talmid Chacham. It's a terrible sin to embarrassed Talmud Chacham, l'snoisim, to hate them, become a havazim, as a chamim, whoever disrespects Talmud Chacham, ain't like chelik l'olam haba, v'hu b'chlal kidvar Hashem bozo. The Gemara says, in Masech the Shabbos, daf kuf yates amid beiz, l'chorvu Yerushalayim, ela b'shvil shabiza by Talmud Chacham. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they didn't show proper respect to Talmid Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Kamavaza Talmid Chachamim, Ein Lo Refula Makosai. Somebody who embarrasses Talmid Chachamim, there is no hope for him. And it makes no difference, even if the Talmid Chachamim, whether it's in front of the Talmid Chachamim, we're not in front of the Talmid Chachamim, and the Gemara Masech the Brachas, Daf Yotes Amin Alf teaches us, Amar Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Kamasaper Achim Yitoshim Shal Talmid Chachamim, somebody who speaks disrespectfully of a Talmid Chacham when he's no longer in the world, Neufel B'Gehenim. And a Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, we learn, V'Avazor B'Gachaltam, we have to be careful with the kol, Shloi Tichva, Sh'Nechisosam, Nechishi Chashol, V'Kitzos Makitzis Achram, V'Lechishosam, Lechishis Achram. And therefore, a Talmid Chacham himself has to be careful that he should act always in a way that will bring kavod haTorah. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos of Kuf Yedaleh Amud Beis teaches us, Kol Chacham Shenimtza Revav Al Bigdoy, if a Talmid Chacham has a stain on his clothing, Chayiv Misa. Because it causes, if he walks around that way, he causes people not to have Derech Eretz for Talmid Chachamim, not to have Derech Eretz for the Torah. And that is a terrible chil Hashem. And the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Yuma, that pevava min aleh v'havta s'shem l'kecha, she'i shem shemayim mis'av al yadcha, she'i kari v'shoyna m'shamish tamid chamim, someone should learn and learn by tamid chamim, v'yis masnoi matta b'nachas m'abriyas, mashrei ma'abriyas oimrav lov, asher ovav shalim day toira, asher rabbi shalim day toira. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis Perek Hei says, "K'shem shachachem nika b'chachmasoi u'b'deyosav." A Talmid Chacham is noticeable through his learning. V'muhuvta b'hem b'sharam, and that's what separates him from everyone else. Kein tzorach shi nika b'masav. Not only in his learning does he have to be noticeable, but in his acts, b'macholoi, the way he eats, b'mashkei, the way he drinks, b'vilosoi, u'b'asiyas tzorachov. Uba deburai, the way he talks, beilucha, the way he walks, uba busha, the way he wears clothing, uba kilkel dvarav, b'mas v'matnoi, the way he does business. V'yia, kol amasim, ha'ele norm musukonim b'yoyser. A Talmid Chacham, entire life, should be norm musukonim b'yoyser, because that, as we're learning in our shir, is what brings one to Yirah Shamayim.